Shvius, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zion, 2:7. The previous Mishnah had talked about the amount of time it takes for a plant to take root in the ground. We had different shitas, 3 days, 30 days, 2 weeks. We said the halacha is that it's 2 weeks, 14 days. And be that as it may, whatever the amount of time it takes to take root, our Mishnah here will talk about four particular types of produce that their halachic status depends upon when they take root. Now, that's unusual in as much as the time, the relevant time for other types of produce is other stages of their development. That is to say, if we want to decide what year a fruit belongs to or a vegetable belongs to, so there are different criteria, and there's all the difference in the world, because when it comes to, say, tithing, one must tithe fruit with other fruit of its similar year. And similarly, you'll recall that, for example, in the 7-year Shemitah cycle, so years 1, 2, 4, and 5, the proper second tithe is Maaser Sheni, whereas in years 3 and 6, after Maaser Rishon comes Maaser Ani, the tithe for the poor, and so on. So the question arises, how to determine which year a particular fruit or vegetable belongs to. The rule is, when it comes to fruits, in general, the rule is it goes after the chanata of the fruit. Now, chanata defies English translation, but the idea is, it's when a flower gets fertilized, so then in the depths of the bottom of the flower is where the fruit will grow. What happens is eventually the leaves fall off, the petals fall off, I should say, of the flower. And then at the base of the flower, where it used to be, will start to grow a small little fruit, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So chanata either means when those petals fall off and there's like little tiny, tiny vestigial fruit growing at the base there, or it can mean a little later on at the time of Onos HaMaisros. We'll see more about that in Meseches Maisros Bez Hashem. But the point is, it's when the fruit is very, very small, like just, you know, beginning to emerge. That's called chanata, and the year to which a fruit belongs is when that chanata occurs. When it comes to vegetables, so we basically go at the time that the vegetable is picked. Let us say we don't look at when the cucumber started growing. We look at when you harvested the cucumber, and if you harvested it before Rosh Hashanah, it belongs to the previous year. If you harvested it after Rosh Hashanah, it belongs to the current year. That assumes, of course, that when we do the harvesting, the fruit is not far past its fully ripened stage. If a fruit fully ripened, then it's ready to be picked before Rosh Hashanah. If you just ignore it and wait till after Rosh Hashanah, then it could be really belong to the previous year. But in general, the rule is that the vintage, the year to which a vegetable belongs, is the time that you are of lakita, the time of harvesting of that particular vegetable. So we have chanata for fruits and lakita, time of harvesting, picking for vegetables. There's another category for the types of foods that you cultivate for their seeds, which could either be tavua, grains, like wheat and barley, etc., or what are called kitnios. Again, that's other kind of plants other than grasses, cereals that are grown for their seeds, their grains. So that means all kinds of seeds, legumes, pulses, you know, peas, beans, etc. All of those, as well as olives, for whatever reason, those go after 1/3 of being fully grown. So once they reach 1/3 of their growth, that's when they've now reached the stage that defines which year they belong to. How to define 1/3 of the growth, we'll discuss later on in a different Mishnah, not now. So that's basically the gist of it, that the possibilities are chanata for fruits, the falling off of the petals, or the Onos HaMaisros, the small fruit appearing. Lakita, the time of picking, once it's fully ripened, for vegetables. And then 1/3 of its growth when it comes to olives, grain, and kidneys, you know, legumes, etc. There is, however, in our Mishnah, another category, a fourth category. And that category has to do with when it takes root. That's what we're mentioning over here. So the Mishnah will say that these four particular types of produce, the time, the year to which they belong, depends upon when they took root in the ground, as opposed to when they're picked or when they became ripe, etc. Now, the reason why these four are exceptional is because they don't necessarily ripen at the same time. So what could happen is you could have from one crop of, let's say, rice, the first is rice. So it could be that the rice, half of your rice crop will belong to the previous year, and half of your rice crop will belong to the current year. And that'll be, you know, possibly confusing, very difficult in terms of what to tie on what, etc. And to avoid that, it's been set up that the year to which the rice will belong is when that rice took root in the ground, says our Mishnah. So that'll have some significant nafkaminas, like all these things do. In the regular 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, to do with which tithe you give and which year each of these produce belong to, because you can only tithe a given year's produce with that same year. You can't tithe even for truma, let's say, second year and third year produce together. And when it comes to Shemitah, it'll have the nafkaminas in terms of if the fruit has kedusha shvius or not, and also very relevantly, and it'll be kind of a focus of our Mishnah here, there's a rule, which we mentioned before, but now we come to it, you know, again here, of svichen. So svichen means, svichen are plants that grew by themselves. They weren't intentionally planted, but if you're, you know, harvesting your, if you know, that's to say, for example, if you have a wheat field, you have to plant the wheat every year, wheat kernels in the ground, and after that, wheat grass will grow, and then the wheat stalks will grow, and then you'll harvest the ears of wheat, and, you know, after that, your field will be empty. After you harvest it and do the ingathering, it'll be an empty field, nothing there anymore. You just have like the stubble at the bottom that you cut, that you didn't cut, like, you know, grass that goes brown and dies. That's it. Then it'll be empty. And if you don't plant again the next year, essentially your field will be empty. Nothing will grow because you've taken all of the grain away. But of course, when you do harvest, a few kernels will drop and fall and go here and there. There's wind, there's birds, and so on and so forth. So what'll happen is, even if you don't intentionally plant a wheat field, a few stalks of wheat will grow here and there by just natural causes, not because you planted it, but because it grew by itself. And that's called svichen. Svichen are plants that grew by themselves without someone intentionally planting them. So the Torah permits svichen, that is to say, in the seventh year, if stuff grows by itself and one's planted illegally, one is allowed to eat it. It's just part of the Kedusha Shvius, it's Shemitah produce, but it can't be wasted, and you can't treat it like normal commercial produce, etc., but it's mutter to eat. However, the rabbis forbade svichen across the board, and they said, listen, people are just, their observation was, in their time, people were cheating willy-nilly. They kept on breaking Shemitah. They would basically plant stuff and then say, oh, we didn't plant it, it's just svichen, it came by itself. And basically, there was this widespread Shemitah desecration. And for that reason, the rabbi said, forget it, no svichen at all. We're not allowing any kinds of foods that grow, you know, just this year to be eaten. That is in contrast to, let's say, fruit that grows on trees. Obviously, you can't plant a pear seed and get a pear out that in the same year of Shemitah, so the pear tree would have existed long before Shemitah came in. And that being the case, there's no such restriction on svichen for things like fruits that grow on trees or other kinds of foods that are just not cultivated at all. They grow wild in general. Just in the bushes, you know. But cultivated produce is all forbidden in the seventh year. So here we're going to focus and we're going to say, when is the rice, etc., going to be forbidden under the rules of Svichen? So the answer is going to be, says the Mishnah, if the rice took root before Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, so it belongs to the sixth year, and it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius and doesn't have the restrictions of Svichen. If the rice took root after Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, it has Kedusha Shvius, it's got the Isser Svichen, the prohibition against it, and all that kind of rice from the seventh year will be forbidden to be consumed, and have Kedusha Shvius, etc. So that's the thrust of our Mishnah. Let's see inside now. Mishnah says, these four types of plants, Ha'orez, Orez is rice, Halacha recognizes Orez as rice, and V'dochan, Dochan is millet. Millet, a widely consumed grain in the world, but not too much where Jews live, but certainly there's who knows how many countless tons of millet consumed every year by human beings elsewhere. Va'pragin. So pragin in modern Hebrew, pereg is poppy, as poppy seeds. And many learn that this is also, indeed, that pereg, that poppy seed. It's very possible not. Very possible that it's actually sorghum. Sorghum, also a massive crop in Africa and so. even southern United States sorghum, who knows how many hundreds of millions, probably, of tons of sorghum is consumed every year and worldwide for humans. But we probably not in our diets in Israel or America so much, where Jews are. Be this as it may, so pragim, let's translate as poppy, but very possibly it could be sorghum. But shumshumin, shumshum is sesame seeds. So with those four things, rice, millet, poppy, or maybe sorghum, and sesame seeds. Shishrishu, if when they take root, is lifnei Rosh Hashanah, is prior to Rosh Hashanah. Misasrin lishavar, so the year according to which they are tithed is the previous year, before Rosh Hashanah year. Umutarim b'shvias, and if that year was the sixth year, so then even though they just took root in the end of the sixth year, and they grow more properly in the seventh year, you can harvest that rice or sesame seeds, etc., in the seventh year and eat it. It doesn't have Kedusha Shvias because it took root back in the sixth year. Vim lav, if it didn't take root until after Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, so then Asurin b'Shvias, then it's forbidden on Shvias under the restrictions of Svichen. Umisasin l'shana haba, and it will be tithed on according to the following year, meaning if, for argument's sake, it took root after Rosh Hashanah, then it belongs to that subsequent year, even if it's not Shemitah, like in the fourth year. Let's say if fourth year is after Rosh Hashanah, it belongs to the fourth year if it took root in the fourth year. Fine. That's our Mishnah. And there's no other opinion brought here. However, it's worthy of note that the Rambam paskins based on a Tosefta that, not like our Mishnah, and the Rambam l'chor is the halacha l'maisa. So the Rambam paskins, when it comes to these four types of produce, the rice, the millet, sorghum or poppy, and sesame, that the year to which these belong is not when they take root, despite our Mishnah, but rather the year when they finish their growing and they become, you know, fully ripened. And that's the Rambam paskins.